This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's European allies urged it on Monday to show restraint over Iran's weekend missile and drone attack, calling on Israeli leaders to step away from the edge of the cliff of escalation in the Middle East. In an interview with Sky News, British Foreign Secretary David Cameron says he hopes there won't be a retaliatory response by Israel to Iran's attack on it.
I think the smart thing to do is actually to recognize that Iran's attack was a failure. And we want to keep the focus on that, on Iran's malign influence, and actually pivot to looking at what's happening in Gaza and getting those hostages released.
Iran's launching of hundreds of drones and missiles on Israel this weekend was a retaliatory strike after a suspected Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria. The people killed and wounded by an assailant at a Sydney, Australia shopping mall were mostly women. More about the victims from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ashley Good died saving her wounded baby. Don Singleton worked at a fashion boutique and was soon to be married. Jade Young was a mother of two and an architect. Pekar Adarchia was an artist and designer who had worked and studied in the nation of Georgia. Yishuan Xing was from China and was studying for a master's degree in economics at the University of Sydney. The only man killed in Saturday's attack was Faraz Tahir, a security guard who was unarmed but reportedly tried to stop the attack. He was a Pakistani refugee who had been in Australia less than a year. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Donald Trump becomes the first former U.S. president to face a criminal trial Monday in a case involving hush money paid to a porn star. This is he's campaigning as the Republican for president. For more stories, check us out online. This is VOA News. Fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces has ravaged Sudan with the one-year anniversary on Monday. Henry Wilkins reports.
Humanitarian groups and international journalists have found entry into Khartoum and many other parts of Sudan all but impossible. And as a result, the world's awareness of the country's troubles has diminished. Commentators and diplomats often refer to Sudan's conflict as the world's forgotten war, despite as many as 16,000 people estimated to have died because of the conflict and 8.6 million forcibly displaced. Analysts say pressure from the international community is needed to bring the warring sides to the negotiating table. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
India's general election is coming up. Here's a preview from Reuters' Gabe Singer.
Nearly 18 million first-time voters are set to cast ballots in India's general election. It begins on April 19th and runs for almost 7 weeks. Leader Narendra Modi is seeking a third straight term, a record only held by India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru. Days before voting began, Modi showcased a manifesto that promised to create jobs if he wins. That may be what young voters like 22-year-old Yashraj Singh want to hear. Singh is a student and hip-hop dancer who moved to bustling New Delhi for better opportunities, and he wants a government that understands his struggle.
That was Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. Swaths of northern Kazakhstan and Russia's Urals region were flooded on Monday as meltwaters swelled the tributaries of the world's seventh longest river system, forcing more than 125,000 people to flee their homes. Russia's southern Ural region and northern Kazakhstan have been grappling with the worst flooding in living memory after very large snowfalls melted swiftly amid heavy rain over land already waterlogged before winter. The World Bank said in a report Monday that half of the world's 75 poorest countries are experiencing a widening income gap with the wealthiest economies for the first time this century in a historical reverse of development. The differential between per capita income growth in the poorest countries and the richest has widened over the past 5 years, according to the report. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X. For VOA News, I'm Laurel Bowman.